Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. No signs of fall relief in the air in the next few days, although the rain chances will get a little bit better by the end of the week. Today, a very hot day with a high in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices, and the rain chances about 10%. You know, that's not zero, but that's not good. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, partly sunny, maybe some isolated afternoon storms, widely scattered across the area, high around 94. Then Friday, Saturday, back to that scattered afternoon and evening hit-or-miss storm situation, high temperature in the lower 90s. Both days, and you can keep track of weather changes before they happen with our free weather app on your phone or tablet. Current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, I'm Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David for the highly acclaimed, award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress in Montgomery and Millbrook. To celebrate winning this award for the 18th time, Mr. Sandman is having an amazing customer appreciation end of summer sale. We have unbeatable deals on Serta, Jameson, Restonic, King Coil, Sutherland, and other great brands. Headboard bargains, latex and memory foam pillows. Most mattresses we carry are unique to this area and include copper-infused latex models, solid Talalay latex sets, the luxurious Bellagio collection from Serta, and some new budget sets arriving soon. No interest financing is available, and we actually have hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Adjustable bases start at $199, add a memory foam mat for only $219. We're the local guys with more choices, lower prices, and excellent customer service. Shop around, but before you buy, visit Mr. Sandman on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Find out why we keep getting voted the best mattress store. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back again to News Reviews, 5 minutes after 10.
Oh,
see, I don't hate all of Canada. I'll play Bryan Adams.
You don't like him, though.
I don't dislike Bryan Adams. I think he's got a lot of hits. I mean, a lot of really cool rock and roll hits. He's also got, you know, some cheeseball songs that make you want to gouge your eyes out. But
Summer of 69.
That's a great song. That's a great rock and roll hit.
I
it's legendary.
It for you.
I do it for you. What was that?
I don't know how to sing it.
I don't know. Some of his cheeseball love songs are a little much, but his rock and roll songs are great, and I don't have a problem with it. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. We'll take some of these phone calls. I do have a host of news to get through. We got a guest coming up in just a little bit. So it's not all gut biome and whatever else we were talking. What was the other one? Oh, high cholesterol. It's in the health and wealth show, but we'll try. 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. Cranky.
Hey, good morning. I tell you, I don't know if when you saw me last week, this inspired you, you know, about the gut. The
no, it didn't. But I tell you what, it was great to meet you. I always like listening, meeting a listener. I was out taking care of a few errands, Jack, and a really nice gentleman says, "Where do you work?" And I'm always a little disturbed by that question. Sometimes
well,
I lie to people.
It's like when the policeman says, "Don't I know you?" It's never a good sign.
Yeah. I was like, is this guy a process server? Who is this?
No. Hey, listen, seriously, though, you do look younger in person than you do in your photos.
Hey, I appreciate that. That's not a bad complaint.
Hey, listen, I appreciate what you've been talking about. I had a health issue last month, and we thought it was heart attack and blockage and all that. I got a good report. I've got 20% blockage in one artery, and other arteries, it's just very minimal. The chest x-ray was clear, which, you know, I smoked for 28 years, and I quit 9 years ago, so I'm happy about that. But I've you know, had the blood work done, and I've got some things going on, the high cholesterol, borderline diabetic, and all that. And what you've been talking about this morning is exactly what's going on. I know it is. I can feel it. And I appreciate you discussing that. I know you've got a full board. I want to run over this real quick, what Jack and 84 and Joey were talking about yesterday. You were talking about Daniel Patrick Moynihan and what he was talking about, what, you know, the way society was going to evolve, and he was against what was going on. You know, that was Johnson's war on poverty. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Anytime the government declares war on something, you better watch your $A$, because when they declared the war on poverty, what have we got today? We got more poor people than we've ever had. That was in the 60s. In the 70s, Nixon declared the war on cancer. Drive by the cancer center on Carmichael Road and find me an empty parking spot. I dare you. In the 80s, we had the war on drugs. I can find some cocaine quicker than I can a Big Mac or a Hardee's burger. And now we've got the war on terrorism. You know, this is the perfect political storm. All, you know, when we don't have any more battles to fight, what have we learned? The government always turns the guns on its own people. And each one of these wars is contributing to the perfect storm.
Cranky, that was one of the greatest calls we've had in months to this program. That was a great call. Because I frequently reference Nixon's war on cancer, but I do it in a different context. But you're exactly right. Nixon's war on cancer, you know what it did? It created an entire generation of scientists who were hell-bent on finding a viral cause of cancer. That's what they were hell-bent on finding. And instead what they found was there was no viral cause of cancer. They created this HPV to cancer myth, even though there's no correlation whatsoever between HPV. You know, 80% of women have been exposed to HPV.
I understand that. 80%
of women have been exposed to HPV. And there's no correlation. And here's the deal. 80% of cervical cancers they can find HPV, and 20% they can't. Well, guess what? That's because 80% of women have HPV and 20% don't.
Cancer thrives in an acidic environment. You know, high fructose corn syrup, the two main ingredients that are in soda. You know, when they went to high fructose corn syrup in the sodas, the soda industry, had to lobby because soda had been reclassified as hazmat, because when they had a spill, it was a toxic chemical, and they had to go back and lobby Congress to get that, you know, get an exemption for that, because everybody knows you use soda, you can clean battery terminals, all that kind of thing. It was used as a caustic cleaner.
Yeah.
And that and the high fructose corn syrup, which evolved in the late 70s, you know, it spawned the spike in cancer. If you see when they start putting high fructose corn syrup in everything, in all our foods, it's even in tomato soup.
Hey, go ask a manufacturer of high fructose corn syrup for a sample of it so that you can get it tested for heavy metals and see if they'll give it to you.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen.
They won't. You know why? Because the extraction process leaves heavy metals in high fructose corn syrup. So when you give it to your children, guess what you're doing? Poisoning them. Literally poisoning them. We don't
allow. That has nothing to do.
Allow our kids to have it. We let them have a bare minimum of high fructose corn syrup. Meaning, if we're out somewhere and they have ketchup that only has high fructose corn syrup, I'm not going to deny them the ketchup. If it was up to me, I would. But my wife is nicer than I am to our children. But we don't buy it. We do not bring it in the house. And if I find it in the house, we throw it out. You know, if something comes in that's got it in, we get rid of it.
It's in everything.
Yeah, it's hard. It makes shopping hard, I'll tell you that. Hey, great call, Cranky. Don't be a stranger.
Thanks.
Yeah. 272-9228's number if you want to get in. Hey, this has turned into Health Hour, Jack.
Sure has.
Hey, listen. Don't trust globalist corporations. Globalists and corporatists don't have your best interest at heart. They're trying to commoditize humanity. You think they give a damn about your health? You think Big Pharma cares about your health at all? You think Big Food cares about your health? Big Ag? I promise you they don't. Trisha.
Hey, how are you?
Where? How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm on the road, and I noticed that 85 South is very nice to drive on right now between Chantilly and the Eastern Boulevard.
It took them 11 weeks after they scraped it. 11 weeks after they scraped it to get pavement down. And it's still not done, but at least enough pavement down that you can drive on it.
And there's a big hump after the Eastern Boulevard. You could almost get air on
it. Well, it is Wednesday.
You just had to say hump on Wednesday, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Just had to go there.
There's a hump. Yeah. I didn't put it there. But I am mad because do you know how much good food I have thrown away because I went to sleep and forgot it on the stove?
Why would you throw it away?
I thought it was bad.
It's not.
Are you kidding me?
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
I'm suspect of everything that has come out of your mouth about food. Not about bad food and sugar, and because that stuff's awful. Sugar feeds wounds, and I know that for a fact.
Feeds cancer.
Potato salad, Baron, with eggs and mayonnaise in it.
Uh-huh.
You leave it out?
Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. You know, I wouldn't leave it out for days. There's some limits to that. Just like fresh, like shrimp cocktail, I wouldn't leave out for days. But if it's cooked, it's different. You know, because it needs to be cold. It's a cold dish. But a cooked dish, I don't think it needs to be returned. I would do that more than anything. You know what kills you in the in potato salad and chicken salad? It's not the mayonnaise going bad. Mayonnaise is shelf stable. Mayonnaise has a pH of like 4. It's not nothing can live in mayonnaise. What happens is it seals in the chicken and the eggs, and there are little anaerobes in there that really thrive in a low oxygen environment. And that's what grows in chicken salad and egg salad and kills you. You don't have that environment in jambalaya or spaghetti sauce. It's just not the same thing.
Now, I will say there have been times where I was mad and I was not going to throw that food on the stove away, and I've kept it and it was fine.
And you didn't die.
I have not died yet. No, and I pick my children's pacifiers up off the ground, stick them in my mouth to get the dirt off of them, and stick them right back in their mouth. And they've never died either.
Yeah. Imagine that. Gross. Imagine that.
And I've had so many people look at me like I'm crazy when I've done that.
Listen, I was at church one day. This was when, like, I think our fourth or fifth was the youngest, and I thought we were overwhelmed at that point. I didn't even know what 7 would be like. But we were there, and one of the kids was on the floor, and it was like one of those potluck deals after an event on Sunday night or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And everybody had brought in, there was 100 people in there, 150 people in there, and everybody had brought in food, and somebody brought in chips, and one of my kids is sitting in the corner eating chips that had fallen on the ground and gotten crunched into the carpet, and was sitting there picking them up and eating them. And somebody was like, oh my gosh, whose kid is this? He's eating off the floor. And I looked over, I was like, he's mine, leave him alone, please. And she was like, but he's eating off the floor. I was like, I know, but
you're
he's eating.
You're abusing him.
But he's eating. You know? She was like, but people walk on the floor. I was like, I know. And that's okay.
Yeah.
His immune system would be better than yours.
Speaking of wounds, I wanted to tell Jack, have you ever tried Sovereign Silver for any of your wounds, Jack?
I use silver all the time.
It's amazing. My daughter had a bacterial infection on a wound that she was probably picking at last week. Y'all, the doctor said, try this, but if it doesn't work, give her this antibiotic ointment. It worked in 3 days. It's like brand new skin on that wound.
Silver is amazing.
Yeah.
And I buy it at the herb shop out, you know, Carl's one of our, has that Saturday Foster. Show. It's a miracle.
It is. I used it last year for, you know, viral illnesses, but I did not know you could do that with it. I was amazed. So, anyway, it's a great show. I've enjoyed listening.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Tracy.
All right, bye.
272
I'm a big believer in silver. My friend Jane Hitt, who's a wound nurse, turned me on to that, and it's amazing.
It is amazing. It is amazing. You don't have to. An antibiotic ointment almost cost me my arm because it seals it up and it creates.
Which one did you use?
Neosporin.
I had a doctor.
Poison. The one of the worst things on earth.
Wound care doctor said it's the worst thing you can use.
You can't use something worse than that.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a MRSA infection, and it sealed it off.
Oh yeah,
and it just thrived in that sealed off oxygen low environment.
Yeah,
and it almost took my arm off. I mean, I was within a day or two of having them cut off my arm over Neosporin. Had I used silver or just left it alone, Yeah. You know, just taking an antibiotic. Now, that's a situation where you need an antibiotic. I needed one, and I got one. Saved my arm. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Carl, sit tight for me. Take a little radio time out here this hour of the program. As you guys know, brought to you in part by our good friend Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223, 567-4223. She's going to make you promises, promises, but she's going to deliver, deliver. I'm telling you. When you talk to Kim Williams, you're talking to an expert in the field, more than 20 years of experience, knows absolutely everything about mortgage industry, period, end of story. She's got one of the great websites of all time, ALAHomeMortgage.com. Get on there, ALAHomeMortgage.com. Fill out the application. The worst she's going to do is call you back and say, you got a good mortgage already, I can't beat it. But there's like an 80% chance she's going to say, let me show you how to save a little money. 567-4223, ALAHomeMortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, Equal Housing Lenders. Knowing I'd believe promises, promises.
Knew you'd never care. Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
Oh, that'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Tell people, Jack, if you want to list your house, you can call any real estate agent. If you want to sell your house, you call Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group, 322-0662. Eddie Bader is a master of the close. The guy closes homes. Again, you just want to list your house and tell people, oh, we got our house on the market. I mean, if that's just your cool story, bro, cool story. You call anybody, put it on the market, it'll sit there, that's fine. You want to sell your house. You want somebody who is aggressively going to market your house, show your house, and push to get towards closing, you call Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group. 322-0662. He can handle anything. Buying your house, selling, buying your next house, helping you buy your next house, selling a house, or managing your investment property, or even helping you find a rental. Call him. 322-0662. The guy can handle it all. He's a real estate whiz. He really is. Eddie Bader. He's the name you need to know. Eddie Bader. Again, I know the Supreme Court's in the news, not related to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, not the same person. Talking Eddie Bader, real estate extraordinaire, Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group. You can find him online, thegoodsongroup.com. Call him on the cell phone, though, 322-0662. 322-0662. Say, hey, Barron told me to call you. What do I need to do? He'll take care of you from there. 322-0662, Eddie Bader. Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Jack Campbell, Barron Coleman, we're here with you each and every day. Hour number two of News and Views officially underway. Well, 22 minutes underway, which means we've got about an hour and 38 minutes left in the program. Dan Morris Show comes on a little bit later. Crawl in.
You know, one of America's greatest writers, Will Rogers, he said one time, he said, buy land. They ain't making no more of it. And owning your own piece of property, that's always been a biggie. Owning you. I can't tell you how much money I saved back when the interest I was talking like a Waskowee Wabbit there for a minute. Interest rates went from 9.5 and 10 down to under 5, and I called my mortgage company, which at the time was Mellon. I said, hey, can you, I want to refi. They said, no, we don't do it. So I had to move to somebody else. I saved a ton of money. But anyway, the reason I called you is I've been listening to you on your Gut Show this morning.
Yeah.
Two things. Fermented foods of any kind, that is a very, very effective and tasty way of doing yourself right. Anything that's fermented. And another one I just recently learned and have really enjoyed, it used to be that the recommendations for cooking pork was 160 internal temperature. After lots of time has passed now, you can turn that oven down to 140 core temp, and the meat is so much better.
Let me tell you, I am a pork aficionado. Let me tell you about cooking pork. If you have guests over and you want to create, you want to cook a lot of pork, and you want everybody to feel comfortable, overcook your pork, and everybody will be happy, and they'll comment on how great you are. If you're cooking for yourself, cook that pork just over slick pink, and it will be absolutely delicious.
Cut it with a fork.
Yep. You can cut it with a fork. It'll be soft, tasty, delicious, moist. It'll have so much bursting good pork flavor. You don't have to cook your pork to death. I mean, that's an old wives' tale.
I get the pork loin, I buy it in bulk, get it cut up in 1-pound sections, and I've got it down to science. At 45 minutes at 325 degrees, take it out, sit it on the stovetop, slice it real thin. And no preservative. Well, I can't say that anymore because we don't know what they're putting in our food. But back to that kimchi and the pickle stuff.
Yeah.
Man, you can't do better than to eat fermented foods. And I don't get this correlation between, let's see, cancer cells thrive in an acidic blood environment. And, you know, your pH should be 7.365, ideally, your plasma pH. But your gut, if you're taking the vinegar, that's raising acidity. And the reason they say that the apple cider vinegar is good for you is because it's supposed to come from fermented apples. But because they pasteurize it, you lose the natural benefit of non-pasteurized cider. So is it good or is it not good?
Is it not good to pasteurize cider? Is that what you're asking me?
I would definitely say that the you know, if you do it at home, then you're getting all the good microflora, but by the time it gets to the shelf at 3% apple cider vinegar, it's like honey. We used to do bees until granddad got allergic to getting stung. None of that's pasteurized, but if you go to the store and buy honey, it's not honey anymore.
It is if you buy the kind we buy.
Well, you're getting it local, right?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. See, that's the thing. You cannot industrialize and mass produce and have something set up for shelf life. You got to eat real food. That old saying, you are what you eat, garbage in, garbage out. But as far as leaving shrimp on the stovetop, like if you make some fettuccine and you just leave it up there, that's a little spooky to me.
Yeah, you'll live. I'm telling you, I've done it. You'll live. You're not going to die.
you guys do is
hey,
help.
Hey, shrimp fried rice can stay on the stovetop for like 4 days.
I don't know. I'm kind of with Jack on that.
All right, we'll throw it out after day two. But I mean, there's no reason to refrigerate it. You're going to be fine.
I enjoy the show always. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
One more call. We got to take a break. 272-9228, 27 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Eric? I'll make it quick. Like Paul Harvey once said, if it tastes good, spit it out. Usually it's not good for you because, you know. And another thing, quick, I'm on my break myself. I know you're going to break. Like Jack said, dried butter beans or dried peas, you don't leave on the stove for 3 days because the damn lid will blow off and go through the ceiling. Now, if it's vegetable picked, that'll last 3 or 4 days. But I'm like Baron. I've had stuff on the stove for 3 to 4 days. I'm still living.
I'm still here, too, buddy. Hey, good call.
I pick up off the ground and eat all the time.
I appreciate it, Eric. Thanks. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 28 minutes after 10 o'clock. My man, Riley Manning, over at Riley Manning Painting, 799-1284, if you want to get in touch with greatness. 50-plus years in the business, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. This guy's a true wizard, a true master of his craft. You don't get to stay in business 50 years by doing it the wrong way. You stay in business 50 years because you understand that the customer's right. That's why he doesn't make the customer pay until the job is complete and you are satisfied. That's the Riley Manning Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete, only after you are satisfied. Trained professional painters, not day laborers like the other guys. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com, 799-1284. 799-1284. Check them out online. RileyManningPainting.com. More Jack Campbell, more Baron Coleman, and a guest on the other side of the break.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No signs of fall relief in the air in the next few days, although the rain chances will get a little bit better by the end of the week. Today, a very hot day with a high in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices, and the rain chances about 10%. You know, that's not zero, but that's not good. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Maybe some isolated afternoon storms, widely scattered across the area, high around 94. Then Friday, Saturday, back to that scattered afternoon and evening hit-or-miss storm situation, high temperature in the lower 90s. Both days, and you can keep track of weather changes before they happen with our free weather app on your phone or tablet. Current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Excuse me, sir. Can you direct me to the paint department?
Ma'am, in case you haven't noticed, this is a big box store. And as you can see, I'm in the electronics department. Go to the customer service kiosk on the other side of the store and push the button for help.
Excuse me, ma'am? I finally found you. Can you help me with paint?
Well, I guess I can try. What do you need?
Can you please look up the name of the last color I bought? I think it was last fall.
No, I can't. You must think you're at New Look Decorating. This is a big box store.
This is Brian Carr, owner of New Look Decorating Center, your authorized Benjamin Moore dealer. When you shop with us, you'll find great pricing, great selection, great service. You don't have to search to find us. We carry all the great Benjamin Moore paint colors, and we keep your records on file. You'll be shopping with folks you know, your neighbors and friends. You'll be treated like family by people who'll go out of their way to learn your name so you'll come back again and again. New Look Decorating Center, home of Benjamin Moore paint. It's where the pros buy. We make it simple. You make it beautiful.
After 10 o'clock, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you. April Marie Fogle from ALtoday.com.
ALtoday.com and Conservatives for Better Leadership.
Got all kinds of organizations. She joins us here. I do want to tell everybody real quickly about my friends over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency before we get too carried away this hour. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, really redoing the way you handle your benefits packages for your employees. I've said this, and I don't think people quite know what I meant, so let me clarify. If you own a business, if you own a business in this area, in Alabama, if you own a business, or if you are a manager of a business, pick up the phone and call Cornerstone MGA, because here's what happens. A lot of times when you go through benefit selection, you just grab the first person that comes along. They say, oh, this is all you can afford is just this one health care plan. Or you can't have dental and vision. You can't have disability. You can't have life insurance because you can't afford it. And you listen to them, and you don't realize that there are better options out there. Cornerstone MGA walks you through all the options. 356-1502, 356-1502, CornerstoneMGA.com. Mike Golf Alpha, CornerstoneMGA.com. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. They have a very unique consultative approach, and they'll tell you about the onboarding, human resources onboarding platform. It's really, really a cool platform. It's something that would cost a normal business thousands of dollars a year to run. They give it to you free just for doing business with them. Greg Wren, Christy Taylor, Bud Porter, Spurgeon Smith, Kristen Egerton. These guys are pros, over 180 years experience in providing benefits for clients in the insurance industry. So give them a call, 356-1502, or just better yet, jump on the website, CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com.
I saw Greg Wren this morning. He said since he's been advertising with us that it's generated a lot of calls.
Good, good. They should. And not just because they're advertising with us, but because it's a good product. It's a good product. If you own a business or you manage a business, please, by all means, call them. Get on the website, CornerstoneMGA.com. April Marie Fogle from Conservatives for Better Leadership from ALtoday.com joins us. She's got a couple of new op-eds out. One talking about the open records laws in Alabama, which are maddening. Absolutely maddening. They might as well not have them.
We might as well not have them. At the point in which...
not even courts can order them.
So, essentially, there's a law that says they must produce these documents. They're public information. But there's nothing that says what happens if they don't produce
right.
them, if they only produce some of them, if they take their sweet, precious time. It's very frustrating. So I kind of stumbled across this issue in what I was here talking about last time with the DOT LDOT issue. A guy woke up to find they were building a bridge in his backyard. So I ask LDOT, what's going on? Like, and I send them a series of questions. What is your public hearing information. Did y'all have public hearings? What kind of public notice did you give for this neighborhood where you're building this?
Where was the bridge? Is this the one down south?
In Baldwin County. But what's interesting is they ignored me, which, you know, so the Ivy administration seems to make that a habit now. So I go to Ziegler and I say, Ziegler, it's $100 million price tag. As the state's auditor, you know, money guy, maybe you should look into this. So he does a request. They ignore him. So my initial request was through media, was a media request. His was a public records request. They ignore him for months. He puts in a second one, gives him a deadline. They ignore him. They've still ignored him. To this day, they're over 2 months past his deadline, and he still has no information.
Are they working on the project?
We don't know.
Did they start the project? Bridge project?
So basically, they started the clearing to make a bridge. Then they stopped because they were sued. Then the suit got the judge found in the state's favor that they could take land through eminent domain. And now we have no idea what's happening because they literally won't tell the residents. They won't tell me. They won't tell Ziegler. They refuse to answer any questions about it. It's bizarro world.
That is ridiculous.
And not only that, because you're dealing with property values and everything else.
It is.
You know, eminent domain doesn't consider the adjacent property value.
Right.
So they'll say, okay, this land is valued at $500,000. We got to take this land in order to build the bridge. But they don't say, well, your previously beautiful wooded front yard is now going to be, you know, in front of an highway.
Well, that's what happened to this guy.
Yeah.
They started clearing the land in his backyard, and he and his wife would sit on the front porch, because this is where they retired to, sit on their back porch and drink coffee. And
now they're
going to
have an interstate going through.
And they just noticed that traffic was getting louder. They were like, this is not our imagination. It's just traffic getting louder. So he goes out to investigate, finds an LDOT truck, asks the LDOT guy what's going on. He's like, we're making way for the bridge. He's like, what bridge?
What bridge?
Can you imagine? And so the state will not give us information.
That's maddening. It's not just that, though. It's budget information. It's negotiation information.
It's appointments.
Appointments?
So I can point to governors throughout the country who easily, he just put their appointments online. Barron's a great guy. I appointed him to this board.
I agree. She's on to something,
so
Campbell.
They basically will just say, these are my appointments. Ivy hides hers. Ivy, her office picks and chooses which media outlets they want to give her schedule to. They don't post it online like other governors. They are the most secretive office I have ever seen in my entire career.
Why would they? I mean, we can get to the schedule and all that. I think I have a reason why they do that. But why on earth would they be hiding appointments? Those are people who are going to be either on the public payroll or
making decisions.
Or making decisions on behalf of the state of Alabama.
It's bizarre. When Ivy came in, because Bentley's office literally used to turn them around in 2 hours. I'd say, hey guys, give me the appointments for this week. We did it every Friday, every other Friday if news was busy. They'd give them to me an hour or two. It took me months.
I called over there one day and said, I need all the people who've applied for a certain position, because there was an appointment available. Can I have all the resumes and letters you've gotten for that position?
Mm-hmm.
Less than an hour. And then they called me back and said, oh, we forgot a couple. We're going to send them right back over.
Bentley or Ivy?
Bentley.
Yeah, Bentley.
Yeah, this was a remarkable clarity.
Okay, so my latest with Ivy, which is in the op-ed I wrote, was, so Ivy's people went on record to the Montgomery Advertiser and said, when Ivy came in, as per normal, we asked for the resignation of every cabinet official. And then Ivy decided who to keep and who to get rid of. She only got rid of a couple. And so I said, well, this is interesting. Let's look into this. What was the process in which they decided Ivy's people to keep Bentley's people? Because they kept most of them, you know, 80-something percent. And so I did this public records request. I want the letters they submitted. I want to know what was the interview process with? Did they meet with the chief of staff? Did they meet with the governor herself? Did they talk about plans? How did she let them know they were keeping their jobs? They turn around, they give me the letters of resignation and say, that's it. I said, well, how did they know they were keeping their jobs? They say, we have no documentation of that. I said, okay, well, how did she... Who met with the cabinet officials, the governor or her staff? We have no records of anybody meeting with them. I said, okay. Well, then the lawyer writes me back and says, well, we have their reappointment letters. And I say, awesome. Send those to me. By the way, they should have been included in my first request, but go ahead and send those to me since you mentioned them. Then I get an email back saying, actually, no, we never even gave them appointment letters. So basically, if you are in the Bentley administration, you submitted a letter of resignation to Ivy, and you never heard, in theory, this is what the state is telling us.
You've never heard back.
You've never heard back.
Yeah. And that's just not believable.
It's not even a little bit.
And here's the other problem I have with the open record law. And, you know, we handled a large lawsuit, gosh, probably 10, 12 years ago now, involving six southern states. And we had to do a lot of public records requests with the USDA. You do a public records request. They give you an estimate of what it's going to cost. You send in your money. And then if it costs more, they send you a bill. If it costs less, they send you a refund. But they sent us DVDs on DVDs on DVDs of records. Just millions of records.
They give you so much information they don't think you're going to find. It's a needle in a haystack.
Well, but we actually needed it. It was fairly specific. It was parcel by parcel all over six states. And so we needed all the records. But these were not records that were printed off somewhere. These were things kept in the computer.
So what did you pay for?
We paid for the search fee and all that kind of stuff. But here's the problem I have. In Alabama, the way it's interpreted, the open records law, if it's on the computer like the USDA kept their records, they wouldn't be required to turn them over. In Alabama, they'll only turn over hard copies, actual papers. So if it's an email, a lot of them I've had say, we're not required to turn over emails unless we print them.
Well, they turn, so after I said...
I, too, have run into this open records law issue.
After they send me the 22 pages of resignations that they apparently never answered, I said, well, how did you... Did you use telepathy? How did you tell these people to send these letters? How did they know to do this? Then they go, oh, yeah, there was an email to them. Here's that email. And so I'm like, you're killing me. So then I say, okay, well, again... the governor's first 120 days in office, who sat down with these cabinet members and decided they were staying and what their agenda was going to be? And they said, nobody. We don't have any record anywhere of anybody sitting down with the cabinet officials to discuss appointments. And so my last request, this is, and I know that the poor attorney there, Teresa is her name, is ready to murder me. I said, okay, here's the deal. You can't find anything. Let me make this easy for you. I want the entire schedule. I don't want the whitewashed one you give to whatever media outlets you adore. I want the entire schedule for the governor and then any of her staff that met with cabinet officials. I want their when those meetings took place. So that's what I'm waiting for now.
You're not going to get it.
You'll never get it.
Because they're not going to print it off. This stuff's all kept electronically today. And so they're going to say, we don't have a record. And that's what they mean is we don't have a hard copy. So you have to understand what they're saying when they say we don't have a record. There's a record of who met with these people.
Of course.
It's just electronic.
Well, having been a scheduler for governor and having spoken to some of the governor's previous staff, including Ivy's staff, I know that the governor gets a printout of her schedule.
Well, then they need
to produce
it.
I know that the senior staff gets a printout of her schedule.
Well, and here's the big problem. You identified it early and we breezed past it. If they don't provide you what the law requires them to provide, what is the recourse to the citizens of the state of Alabama?
So you can take them to court. We as citizens can take them to court, and a judge can order them to, in which case they have to, or they're in contempt. But who has the money or time to do that for every time you want, you need information, want or need information?
Yeah.
And then the question comes back to, if you, especially Ivy's campaign, they are talking about we're cleaning up Montgomery. We came in from the Bentley's administration, and we're doing better. We are the transparent. We are the honest. Bull.
Butter.
Yeah, it's not true. And so it's especially infuriating that they're claiming to be transparent while hiding what should be fundamentally easy information for them to provide.
What's the last name of the Teresa person?
I will tell you.
Here's what it gets down to the bottom of it. There needs to be in the law, the state laws need to have a couple of changes on open records. One is there need to be civil penalties payable by the individuals who refuse to comply.
So
she's not a lawyer.
It's
Teresa
Lee, special assistant to the general counsel.
Okay, yeah.
Apparently
she has a history of stymieing people on open records requests back to her days in municipal government.
But I read these emails from her. After reviewing our communications, I say, can you provide the appointment letters? So she says, we have the appointment letters. And then she goes, I've been advised those cabinet members retained as opposed to new cabinet members appointed by the governor did not receive a news appointment letter, which again goes to the heart of, well, how did they find out they were being retained?
Yeah. Well, but if it was a phone call, that's not a public record.
Yes, and I said that.
The existence of the phone call is, but the content is not.
Right, and so that was in my request. I said, okay, can you say when can you look at the governor's call logs and say the governor called these, like set aside an hour and called all the appointees and said, I'm keeping you. Nope, got nothing of that.
Yeah, that's it's very bizarre. Because I don't understand why Ivy would be secretive about anything. I don't understand why anyone in that administration would be secret about anything. Things are going pretty well in Alabama. I think you would want to comply and keep good press. And
So since I started kind of covering this and talking to people, people are like, why have you out there? Why not just give you the documents and call it a day versus right. have, you know, I got an op-ed run today. I've been covering extensively on AL today. Talking to you today. Tomorrow I'm doing radio in Birmingham. I'm going to be talking about this until they give me the records. And if they don't give me the records, I'm going to be talking about this through the legislature. Cam Ward filed a bill or is filing a bill that's going to talk about changing the open records laws. I'm going to be talking about this until I'm blue in the face and we change the law.
Be careful on Cam Ward. I like Cam Ward, but here's the problem. Back in 2014, the Supreme Court of the state of Alabama gutted the Open Meetings Act. And it was a statewide chaos. Everybody, state government will never again in the state of Alabama be run fairly or openly. We've got to get in the legislature the very next session. Cam Ward was the one out there beating the drum. We're going to get this open meetings law fixed. You know what they've done? Nothing.
Nothing.
They've done nothing. So while you're on that, ask Dr. Cam about the Open Meetings Act he was supposed to fix 5 years ago.
Well, the issue
and
right
I like
now
Cam. I like
is,
Cam, but don't say you're going to do something about it. File a bill, grandstand, run for election, and then go away.
That's my line. I like so-and-so, but.
Yeah, well.
I start out every sentence.
Jack,
like,
you carry a big butt.
Money and influence. The money and influence seems to have made the ethics laws a priority, whereas
watering them down.
And so everybody's talking about and beating their chest on the ethics law. We're going to beef this back up. We're going to make a huge deal of it. Blah blah blah. Ethics. But ethics without transparency. We have to be able to know what they're doing to know if they're doing wrong. And this administration in particular really likes to be secretive.
272-9228 telephone number if you want to get in. 272-9228. April Marie Fogel, Conservatives for Better Leadership. Also altoday.com. Talking open records laws in the state of Alabama. I'm going to add Open Meetings Act to that agenda. That needs to be fixed. Needs to be fixed pronto. They're doing these serial meetings now that they've determined to be legal and getting around all the open meetings requirements. It's 11 minutes till the top of the hour. More Jack Campbell, more Baron Coleman. April Marie Fogel will rejoin us after the break.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know the CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Let Delta do it. Signs, banners, direct mail, quality printing, copying, Delta Printing does it all. River Region residents have trusted them for 40 years. You can too. Visit 6001 Monticello Drive or call 271-COPY and let Delta do it.
It's the 65th Annual Alabama National Fair, September 28th through October 8th at Garrett Coliseum. Join News Talk 93.1 and Blue Water Broadcasting at the fair. Win tickets. Come see us on the Midway in our booth. Meet the on-air personalities and play our free games. Get free admission to the fair Wednesday, October 3rd from 3 until 6 p.m. on Blue Water Broadcasting Day. Plus over 60 thrilling rides on the mile-long Midway. We'll see you on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair. Where News Talk 93.1.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Quickly about my friend Tom and Augustine Duncan over at Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Tom and Augustine Duncan, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Guys, you talk about hard working. You know a little something about this. She just had a child in the last probably month and a half, 2 months. They're already back at it, already back at that daily grind running Chippewa Charm Tree Service. 328-2484. Tom and Augustine Duncan, 15-plus years in the business. Listen, there are a lot of places that'll rip you off on tree service. You'll call them. They'll look professional. They'll have websites. They'll have, and then you call them, and they're just garbage. And they take your money, and they don't do what they say, and they tear up your trees, and they make everything worse. Tom and Augustine Duncan are not those kinds of people. These are professionals. These are people I recommend. When we first heard of Tom and Augustine Duncan, Chippewa Charm Tree Service, actually did a little calling around, talked to other people in the industry. And they said, yes, great human beings, great people, honest people, know what they're doing, great work. When your own competitors are giving you that kind of a thumbs up, that's how you know you can trust Tom and Augustine Duncan. Chippewa Charm Tree Service, 328-2484, 328-2484. Everywhere pretty much in the Tri-County area. And then just from little trimming to full complete removal. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. You can also find them on Facebook. Chippewa Charm Tree Service, C-H-I-P-P-E-W-A, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Call them, 328-2484. It's 5 minutes till the top of the hour. I am getting word that this director to the chief counsel is a rabid anti-Donald Trump fan. That's just what I'm hearing, this Teresa woman. I don't know whether that's true or not, but I tend to believe it. Because if she liked the God Emperor of the United States, maybe she would provide you the documentation. Who knows?
You know, it's one of those things where every single time I discuss it, and whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, no one can make sense of why they would hide this information.
That's what I don't understand.
It's
it doesn't not make any
even
sense.
It's not like a thing like, well, let's just... We're going to hide it because it shows us doing X, Y, or Z.
Have you considered... all right, so you ever told somebody, oh, I know this person, and, you know, she, you know, this terrible thing happened to her. And they say, who was it? Was it Susie? And you say, no, it wasn't Susie. But I can't keep saying no, because then eventually you'll get to it.
Right.
So you have to say, I can neither confirm nor deny anyone you name. Have you considered that there are some things the Ivy administration, public records-wise, regarding her schedule, probably do want hidden? And if they get in the habit of routinely granting absolutely everything, then when they do deny something, you'll know you've hit gold?
Correct. I think that is why I believe her office hides appointments. There's no other explanation of why they would go through the trouble and take the hits in the press and have me out there banging the drum on it if there wasn't something or someone they wanted to hide. It makes no sense to not provide the documents. So I think they're clearly hiding things, and if they're not, they're just stupid. And I try to tell my 5-year-old, we don't call people that or say what they're doing is that, but it is stupid to hide things if you don't have something to hide.
I couldn't agree more. Unless there's something you want to hide and you're trying to hide the fact that you're hiding. That's the only explanation that makes sense to me with respect to...
We deserve better. We deserve
teeth in the Open Records Act.
Yes.
We deserve teeth in the Open Records Act.
If this was happening in Florida, then the employees hiding the information and if employees deleted information or, you know, skirted this, there would be civil and criminal charges.
That's what I'm saying.
There are, if you as a state employee don't respond to public records, that's an offense. And if you purposefully delete or hide information, i.e. Hillary Clinton, K. Ivey, then you are committing a crime there. And so we need more of that here. We need people to say, hey, we have this request. It's going to suck to answer it. But by law, we have to.
There needs to be, again, I don't know, criminals extreme, but I'm not opposed to it, because I've been stymied on this public record stuff long enough in the state of Alabama. And it did happen some under Bentley. It wasn't nearly as frequent under Bentley. Getting stuff out of the Bob Riley administration was like finding gold in a bathtub. I mean, you could do whatever you wanted to. You just weren't going to get it. I mean,
well,
you just weren't
going to
get the information.
So in terms of criminal, civil versus criminal, are you committing a crime when you do this? I think intent has to be there, right? So if you are purposefully hiding information because you know that you have done something wrong, that's where the criminal comes in versus it just being a civil issue.
I see what you're saying.
But if you're Barron, you're sitting at your desk and you're like, I'm going to appoint all my poker buddies to a commission, and I'm because I lost a bet, or I'm using my...
What do you mean, poker buddies? I don't even know what poker is.
Or I'm using...
Is that what you use in a fireplace?
Poker. I'm doing something. I'm taking bribes or kickbacks and I'm hiding evidence of that.
That would be criminal. That should be criminal.
If you're like, okay, I'm not giving you these appointments because they're gonna point you down.
You have a list of all of her appointments?
So that's the... I've got a list of the first 4 months, and then they refuse to give me the
rest.
And
then no more.
No more.
But you have all of the first 4 months.
Yeah, they're online. By a list. Nothing to it. These are her education appointments. These are her health appointments. These are her blah, blah,
blah.
Did
you see anything there you thought was suspect?
Well, there...
Just guide me there and I'll talk about it.
There are names on there that would raise eyebrows. But what's interesting and what makes me really question the intelligence of these Ivy Communications and Open Records people is I didn't give commentary. I gave the list and let other people go through and have their own commentary. But
no other media people picked it up?
Nobody else picked it up.
You know, and they're bashing. I mean, a lot of these guys are obviously pro-Walt Maddox. That's interesting.